How I Know. I Was Amazed by Victor Harris. As a sophomore moving to a new high school, I wanted to keep a low profile. Unfortunately, hazing was the norm at this school. Thus, no sophomore was safe from any number of abuses from the upperclassmen. On one occasion, as I was preparing in the locker room to get ready for tennis practice, a senior and two juniors came barging in looking for any sophomore in the vicinity. Since I happened to be the only sophomore around, they wrestled me to the pool area and threw me in. They thought it was funny, and frankly, so did I. What happened in the aftermath, however, was anything but funny. One of the boys who grabbed me was caught and made an example of by being suspended from the basketball team. So much for keeping a low profile. I was blamed, and suddenly the school seemed more like a war zone than a place of learning and friendship. This turned out to be one of the most difficult experiences of my life. I was yelled and sworn at, and I constantly felt humiliated. No one would believe the truth about the situation, so the ill treatment against me continued. I'm not exaggerating when I said I cried more during that time than the rest of my life combined. In the midst of my suffering, I felt a deep need for comfort, and I turned to the scriptures to find counsel that might help. On one occasion, I talked with my mother about the Book of Mormon and how I might develop my own testimony. We read one of her favorite scriptures, Alma chapter 32, verse 28, in which Alma compares gaining a testimony to planting a seed. He says, "If it be a true seed, or a good seed, it will begin to swell within your breasts." After the discussion with my mother, I decided that I too wanted to know for myself. Over the next couple of months, I read in the Book of Mormon nearly every night, prayed, repented, and begged for my own witness of the truth. As I began to feel the spiritual swelling motions described by Alma, I began to know that the word was good and delicious, as the scripture said, but I wondered whether or not I had really received my answer. I wasn't sure about what I was feeling until one day at church during a Sunday school lesson. As I sat in my class and listened to my teacher, Brother Millard, speak by the power of the Spirit, I was overcome with the warmest and most beautiful feeling I had ever experienced. I cried through most of his lesson. When it was over, I went to sacrament meeting. Before the meeting began, Brother Millard put his arm around me and said, "Victor, you've had a special experience, haven't you?" I replied that I had. As sacrament meeting began, the feeling returned and tears again streamed down my face. For the first time in my life, I knew I had really felt the Holy Ghost and learned how to organize my life in such a manner that I could obtain the Spirit on my own. I was amazed. I now know for myself that God lives and that Moroni's promise is true. See Moroni chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. I will forever be grateful for a Heavenly Father who, in the midst of my trials, allowed me to cry out in anguish for knowledge and understanding, and who answered my prayers. End of the article, How I Know. I Was Amazed by Victor Harris. In Tune.